I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Democrats are planning a new push to change the state's criminal justice system. State Senator Robert Peters from Chicago is leading a special Senate committee taking a three-pronged approach, looking at conditions for people accused of a crime but not yet convicted, those already in prison, and people being released back into the community.
The idea is that we're not going to be able to pass 1,000 bills when it comes to this, but we can slowly but surely chip at a broken and oppressive system that needs to be chipped at. And we can start on the path to sort of winning real safety for folks in the community.
Last week in his State of the State speech, Governor J.B. Pritzker called for an end to cash bail. He also urged lawmakers to follow the recommendations of a bipartisan criminal justice reform commission created under then-Governor Bruce Rauner. Many of that group's most significant recommendations were never taken up by the General Assembly. In other news, Illinois' former legislative inspector general is calling out her former bosses on the General Assembly's Ethics Commission. She testified before a group of lawmakers and other state officials looking at how to strengthen ethics laws in the wake of recent scandals. Mike Smith has more.
Julie Porter had a strong reputation as a federal prosecutor when she agreed to a temporary stint as Illinois' legislative inspector general. But after 16 months in the job, she was frustrated and disillusioned.
Knowing what I know now about the statute, if I were asked to come in tomorrow and do this role again under the same rules, I would not do that because I do think that it would be a waste of time.
Porter says several of her investigations, cases where she believed there had been wrongdoing, seem to have been buried by the Ethics Commission. She says state law needs to change so the commission does not consist exclusively of lawmakers sitting as judge and jury for each other. I'm Mike Smith.
I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's chancellor is announcing travel restrictions to China. Steph Whiteside has more.
The chancellor's office announced that all university-related travel to China is being suspended. That includes study abroad travel and other visits related to academic programs. The restrictions are a response to the coronavirus outbreak that originated in Wuhan, China. The university also recommends faculty, staff, and students avoid non-essential personal travel to areas currently under travel restrictions from the Centers for Disease Control. As of now, the CDC has issued a warning for all of China. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
The vast majority of both Republicans and Democrats agree people with pre-existing conditions should be able to get health care coverage, prescription drug costs should be lowered, and health care needs need to be more affordable for ordinary Americans. That's all according to a new national survey from Public Agenda, USA Today, and the market research firm Ipsos. Chris Jackson is vice president of Ipsos.
This piece of research is really dedicated to trying to understand the differences or commonalities that Americans have regarding healthcare if you take the partisanship, you take the tribalism out of the equation.
Jackson says more than 90% of Americans say the U.S. healthcare system needs to be fixed, with a majority of people across partisan lines interested in major changes or even a complete overhaul. I'm Jennifer Fuller.